Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is all about participle clauses. So if you're not sure what I'm talking about, don't worry, I'm going to make it clear during today's podcast. We use participle clauses to say things in a more economical way, meaning we use less words. First, let's look at the three types of participles. Present participles, past participles, and perfect participles. I'm going to do a three-part series here. Today, we're going to look at present participles. First, by studying the structure and the way to use it, and then practicing it with some exercises. We can use these in several ways. Firstly, to describe two actions that are happening at the same time. For example, while I was doing something, this is what happened. Let's look at an example. A normal sentence would be, while I was in hospital, I spent most of my time doing crosswords. So that's a normal sentence. While I was in hospital, I spent most of my time doing crosswords. But we can shorten it. So instead of while I was, we can take the verb, which is was or to be, and we can turn it into a present participle, which is being, being. So, being in hospital, I spent most of my time doing crosswords. So all you have to do is find the verb, in this case it was, which is to be, and make it the present participle, being. Let's have a look at another reason that we use this. We could use it because of why something happened. For example, here's a normal sentence. I bought her some roses because I knew she liked flowers. So here it's why. Why did I buy her some roses? Because I knew she liked some flowers. So this reason, I knew she liked flowers, that's where we want to change it to a present participle. So the verb is knew or to know. To make it a present participle, we add ing. Here's the sentence. Knowing she liked flowers, I bought her some roses. So hopefully you can start seeing now what I'm doing, how I'm changing the verb. Next is giving the result of something. So again, let's look at a normal sentence. David joined the table tennis club and made lots of new friends. With the present participle, it would be David joined the table tennis club making lots of new friends. So the result of him joining the table tennis club was that he made lots of new friends. So the verb of change, we change to the present participle, making lots of new friends. And finally, it could be used if we want to add information about the main clause. A normal sentence, the shop, which opens in January, will sell a great variety of products. With a present participle, it would be opening in January, the shop will sell a great variety of products. Here, the present participle is the extra information. It opens in January. That's the extra information. So, opening in January, the shop will sell a great variety of products. Okay, so there are the four reasons that we use it, and hopefully you can see the structure as well and how we change the verb. So let's now practice that. I'm going to give you four sentences, and you have to try to convert it into a present participle sentence. Here's the first one. While I was waiting for Mary, I sent some emails. Number two, I was really hungry, so I bought a sandwich. Number three, I tidied my room and found lots of old books. And number four, the film, which opens in cinemas next week, stars Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. So pause the podcast, maybe write those down if you haven't already, and try to convert them, change them into present participle sentences. Right, so hopefully you've had a chance to look at them. Now, here are the answers. So the first one, while I was waiting for Mary, I sent some emails. So we can just shorten this to waiting for Mary, I sent some emails. So just delete the while I was. Waiting for Mary, I sent some emails. Number two, I was really hungry, so I bought a sandwich. Let's take that verb, was, to be. Being really hungry, I bought a sandwich. Being really hungry, I bought a sandwich. Number three, I tidied my room and found lots of old books. So here we're talking about the result of something. So the sentence would be, I tidied my room, finding lots of old books. You can also actually use it the other side of the sentence. Tidying my room, I found lots of old books. You could say that, and that's like the two simultaneous things. While I was tidying my room, I found lots of old books. So it could be both, depending on if you want to express the idea that it's two simultaneous actions or the result of an action. And the fourth one, the extra information. The film, which opens in cinemas next week, stars Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. So the correct answer here is, opening in cinemas next week, the film stars Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. So, four important ideas. Not an easy grammar point, this one, but hopefully it's a little bit clearer now if you were having some problems with it. If you have any ideas for grammar points or other topics you would like me to talk about on these podcasts, then you can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Next week, we'll be looking at other participle clauses, this time past participle clauses. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.